Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tessa Ross. She is from Spirit River originally, and she currently plays her hockey down at Red Deer College. I guess the first question for you, Tessa, is, you know, this is your first season playing down there in Red Deer. How has that gone for you so far?
It's gone really well so far. We don't play as many games, but our weekends are still very busy. And I've been lucky enough, as being a rookie, I've been able to play quite a few games this year, so that's been really fortunate.
Then how do you kind of sort of balance, you know, both classroom work and also playing hockey down there as well?
Well, it definitely keeps me busy, that's for sure. But definitely having a schedule and planning everything out beforehand helps me manage everything, especially while being in five classes. Got to study a lot more when I have the opportunity, and even on the bus when we're driving down to games.
And I know you previously played at the Edge School program down there in Calgary. What was that experience kind of like there for you?
It was definitely a lot different of an experience than I'm used to, but I really enjoyed it, and the culture there was really welcoming, especially being so far from home. And they had a great program with the mixture of school and hockey as a combination, so it really helped me grow. I also had a coach, Carla McLeod, who was a former Olympian, and she really helped our team advance and was very knowledgeable.
When you were growing up in Spirit River, what options were there there for girls playing hockey? Were you one of those girls that had to play on the boys' teams for a little while?
So in Spirit River, there's not really a whole lot of options for girls, like, specific hockey, but very welcoming to girls playing. So, yes, I did play on a boys' team. I played all the way up through Pee-wees and then switched to girls when I went to Bantams, but a great experience. Like, I love playing with the boys' teams and got along, and everything was great about it.
And, of course, one of the big things in the hockey world over the last year or two has been some of the issues trying to get to sort of a stable professional league for women's players out there. And, you know, we saw last year the Canadian Women's Hockey League folded. And I'm curious, as a women's player yourself, where do you see sort of the future of the women's hockey sort of going from here?
Despite the CWHL folding, I do believe that women's hockey is still growing in Canada and the States especially, and I think eventually they will be able to form one united league that will really help women's hockey develop as a whole, and I think there's steps being taken with the NHL as well that will really help prosper women's professional hockey.
Well, it certainly looks to be a fun future for women's hockey and also for you as well, Tessa Ross. Thanks for joining us up here today.